A late Friday night in April. Tara. I see a bead of sweat pop out of his forehead and flow down his face like a melting slinky. He's nearly there. I can tell. Just a few more gentle pushes from me and this guy will explode with everything I need. He sniffs and hits his nose with the side of his clenched fist. I think it was an attempt to wipe it, but it ends up being more of a punch in his own face. The sweat runs over his chin, down his neck, and settles on his white collar. It rapidly spreads, forming a little wet patch, then, as if on a factory line, another pops out and follows its exact journey. He's going to break any minute. I know it. We've been alone in a small bedroom in a Holiday Inn, just off the M4, for over 3 hours. I deliberately requested a room facing the road, so that I could insist the windows had to be closed because of the noise of the traffic. It's boiling in here, the hottest day of the year, and I had to shut down the aircon because the camera picked up the noise. He won't be able to take it much longer. Me? I'll endure anything to get the soundbite I need. He agreed to do the interview purely on the basis that it was just me and my camera in the room with him. The sleazy creep seems to have forgotten that the basic function of recording equipment is to capture a moment that could potentially be broadcast to millions. I've been making a documentary about sexual harassment.